Yep, Matthew
26.
36.
Oh, 26.
Yeah, 26:36 of Matthew. 26:36. Here we go. Then Jesus went with them to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and he said, "Sit here while I go over there to pray." He took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, James and John, and he became anguished and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Verse 39. He went on a little farther and bowed with his face to the ground, praying, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned to the disciples and found them asleep. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give into temptation. For the spirit's willing, but the body is weak." Verse 42. Then Jesus left them a second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, your will be done." When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open. So he went to pray a third time, saying the same thing again. Then he came to the disciples and said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But look, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer's here." The verse we're going to pull out is verse 41, but we're going to look at verse 40. And Jesus came back to where Peter was at and the two sons of Zebedee. And he returned to them and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "Could you watch with me for even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give into temptation. For the spirit's willing, but the body's weak." Isn't that so true? That the body is so weak. But in our spirit, we're like, "Yeah, I want to do this, and I'm going to do that." And you wake up the next day like, "Nah, I feel like sleeping in." But here, Jesus is telling Peter directly, and the other two's there too. But remember, right before this, Peter goes, "I will live with you, Jesus, I'm going to go to battle with you." And Jesus looks at him and says, "Peter, you're going to deny me 3 times. And then the rooster will crow. And then they went to pray. Now Jesus is saying, because the body is weak, that's where we stumble and fall, because we don't keep watch. When we pray, when we seek God, and the title of day two is training the heart to seek God. We got to train ourselves to seek God. I mean, we're naturally seekers. We're naturally going to find things to worship and seek out. But we have to say, God is who I want to seek. I want my heart to line up with God. And I got to discipline my body to follow what my spirit is telling me to do. And so when we do that, we will enter into it. And I think it's interesting because another translation in another place where it says that the disciples fell asleep because they were tired. Because it was late at night. You think about it, they've been going as much as Jesus has. And you think about it, they're as much as Jesus, I mean, they've been going through, I mean, all the emotions of Passover. This has been a great week for them. And all the emotions. You ever had a great week and all the emotions finally catch up and you're like, "Whew, I'm glad that's over." Basically, that's where they're at. They're worn out. They're plumb tuckered. You know, they didn't want to stay up and pray anymore. They're like, "Jesus, this has been a battle." And it is. Our flesh battles our spirit so much that we have to say, "Okay, body, I need you to come in alignment with what is going to take place." And then he left. I mean, he woke him up the first time. And then he left, and then he came back. And he's like, "They're sleeping. Then he left again to pray one more time. Then he came back and goes, all right, well, let's wake up because time's at hand. Because Jesus knew the timing was coming. And now he's like, all right, let's get this over with. And the disciples, and as we can, as we know that Jesus says, my betrayer's here. And so as many people start preparing our hearts for Easter and Resurrection Sunday and Good Friday, let us take an opportunity. And a lot of people will say, well, it's Lent, and so I'm going to give up this for Lent or that for Lent. And I'm always thinking, like, some of the stuff they're giving up, maybe they shouldn't be doing anyways. But there's a time and purpose to give things up so we have an opportunity to seek Jesus. And when we take that time to break away and to seek Jesus, and he goes, watch and pray. You can pray and do other things at the same time. You can do household chores and still pray. You can go for a walk. You can run. You can jog. You can work out. Because prayer is not just audible. It's worshiping. Prayer is seeking what God wants and that he may be found. And so I just want to leave that with us, and that we would break away and say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. I want to seek you today. Show me how. All right. That's all I want to say on that this morning or this evening. Any prayer requests tonight?